online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back into Bearcat Basketball right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett, and it's the Northwest women getting set for non-conference action here tonight at Bearcat Arena, getting set to take on the University of St. Mary, who comes in with a 1-9 record out of the NAIA. And Northwest has had a little bit of time off coming into this game. The last time they played was against Emporia State. That was December 7th, and it's the 18th here today. So they've had quite a break, especially with finals week going on throughout the university. But they're going to have to work the rust off their shoulders here tonight, as, you know, they've had quite a break. The last game they played was Emporia State. And in that game, Northwest only lost by 4 points. 68-64 was the final. And Emporia State was ranked number 3 in the nation coming into that game. And it was, Northwest made quite the comeback in the second half, outscoring Emporia by 7 points in the second half. They scored 39 points in the second half and nearly got it at the end, but unfortunately fell to Emporia State 68-64. And the Bearcats, you know, not unfamiliar of facing St. Mary. They are 3-0 all time against St. Mary, as the last time they played was November 26th, 2003. Northwest won 80-62, so they'll look to repeat that performance here tonight at Bearcat Arena, as they'll want to get a W on the board, as they are 2-6 on the season coming into tonight's matchup. For Northwest Missouri State, Ariel Easton leads the scoring for the Bearcats. She averages just over 16 points per game, and it was in the month of November to start the year. She was averaging over 20 points per game, now at that just over 16 mark, and she's a real scoring threat for this Northwest women's team. And right behind her in scoring is Ashley Nelson with just about 15 points per game, and Nelson also averaging 3 rebounds a game as well, and she has 16 assists on the season. So getting the ball in those two's hands will be a part of the key here tonight to get their scorers on the board. Northwest also getting support from other places as well, as Timber Schechinger is now at 7 points a game, and Kenna Veldheisen will be playing a point tonight because Monique Stevens is actually out of the lineup tonight with a shoulder injury, and Coach Michael Smith was talking earlier about her injury and how she won't be able to play tonight. So Northwest will be without Monique Stevens here this evening. They'll have to replace her spot. And Meredy Scott, the Maryville native, coming in tonight, as she averages 3 points a game and 1.5 rebounds as well. So Northwest, a lot of players on this team. Shelby Mustaine and Annie Matthews down in the low block as well, providing much support for this Northwest team, who have coming off two close losses to Pittsburgh State and Emporia State to open up MIAA play. So they'll look to keep their momentum going forward against St. Mary here tonight. When we come back, we'll talk to the head coach of Northwest, Michael Smith. That's right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1968 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Mike Albatrop, arrived on the Maryville campus in 1964 and says there was one time of year that always stood out for him.
I always liked fall on campus. I remember that, and I enjoy coming back now because of the colors and the campus itself. It always brings back some good memories of fraternity events and homecoming and the activities around campus. There were just a lot of things where you had to be creative in your own entertainment, and we were, and we had a good time and learned a lot in the course of that, too.
Albatrop says a couple of departments on campus played a role in his future success.
One was the business division, now is Dr. Browning, but Mr. Browning, when I was there, excellent. In accounting, teaching as a teacher, and Ken Singer in tax accounting, and the other was written communications in English, and it was, you know, freshman and sophomore courses.
Following graduation, Albatrop spent 40 years as CEO of three Iowa-based farmer cooperatives. He, along with his wife Linda, recently committed $250,000 to assist with planned improvements at the Northwest R.T. Wright Farm, including a proposed agricultural research center.
It gives the university a perfect opportunity to be an established research and technical institution in helping further along agriculture interest in view of how these weather patterns have changed and production has picked up in terms of crop production, of course.
1968 graduate Mike Albatrop.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Set to take on the University of St. Mary here tonight in a non-conference matchup at Bearcat Arena. Currently joined in by the head coach of Northwest, Michael Smith. And coach, I think we can agree that even though this is an NAIA opponent, definitely not a team to take on lightly here tonight.
No, it's not. And especially after us having a 9 or 10 day layoff, you know, it's a great time for us to have our non-conference game before we finish up with the MIAA schedule this weekend at Hayes. After coming off a long finals week, because we didn't get a whole lot of really team practices in during finals week with everybody having random schedules. So, no, you're exactly right. This gives us a great opportunity to take on an opponent, regardless of their win-loss record, regardless of our win-loss record. It gives us to finally come out and compete against somebody else other than ourselves. So, this will be a good game to knock the rust off, I guess you could say, before we go over to Hayes this weekend.
Now, you had two games to start off the MIAA conference so far, and unfortunate, heartbreaking losses to Pitt State and Emporia, and you know, losing to a team like Emporia that's, you know, ranked so high in Division II basketball, what does that do to your team's overall confidence going forward?
Well, I think it starts to show our kids that if they listen and start buying in a little bit to what the coaches are telling them, that we've got a chance. I mean, we're doing everything we can to try to put them in a position to have success with our scout, our game preparation, all those type of things that's extremely important at this level to do. And, you know, so unfortunately it was tough to walk away with a couple of losses, you know, Pitt and Emporia. But as you said, at the same time, it started to show ourselves that, hey, we do have the ability. We do have the weapons that can play with anybody in the league, and especially someone like Emporia, who was ranked third in the country at the time. So I think that's a good thing, obviously, going in, you know, to do that. And I know that we've gotten better every game. There's no doubt in my mind we have. Film-wise, stat-wise, you look at everything that we've done, we've gotten better. So, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
Now, you mentioned you did have a 9-game break here in between finals week and everything, and
What kind of preparations have you gone through here for this game tonight?
Well, the best thing is since classes have been over and finals, we've been able to go 2-a-days. You know, we come in the mornings and get a lot of shooting in and run through our offense, and in the afternoons we come back and go through a really, you know, pretty intense practice. And that's the best thing, too, is, hey, we got this break. We can't go home. All you should be on your mind is basketball right now with classes being over. You can't change what you got on your final, your chemistry final, or whatever it is. You can't change it. It is what it is. But now you can concentrate, and you have a choice of what your future is going to look like, and that involves basketball here for the next 7 or 8 days, what we have left.
Now, what can we expect to see out of both offensively and defensively out of St. Mary here tonight?
Well, they're a team that their leading scorer is no longer either hurt. She's hurt or no longer with them. Kid that was averaging 19 points a game, and it really changed the way they look. They're struggling a little bit right now. They're going to play a lot of zone, we think, which is never fun. You know, they're pretty undersized. We should be able to own the boards. Hopefully, it will be the key to us. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. I think they average about 28 three-point attempts a game. So we're going to have to really do a good job owning the boards, one shot and out. Long shots, I always tell our girls, long shots create long rebounds. So everybody has to be on their toes.
Now, what can we expect to see out of your team tonight on both sides of the ball?
Well, I hope we're aggressive on offense. We've been, you know, tweaking it, adding a few things to our offense here the last few days, which is good. Monique Stevens is out tonight, won't be with us, sustained a shoulder injury against Emporia, and we're holding her out tonight just for precautionary measures, planning on having her back in the line on Saturday at Hayes. So, you know, we're going to move Ariel to the point tonight, and we're going to start Timber at the three. We've been bringing Timber off the bench, been giving us a great spark, but she's had a tremendous week of practice, and I think that she's deserved that opportunity to get back in that starting lineup for us, so we'll hopefully it'll pay off for us.
Now, Coach, coming into tonight, your team ranks in the top five of the MIAA in both free throw and three-point percentage. And, you know, what does that do for your team?
Well, it shows that we've got weapons. You know, we're going with a two-post lineup for the most part right now, and I feel like we're getting, you know, consistent contributions from our posts, our four and our fives, but knowing that we can go in and go out. We do a lot of drills every day that incorporate shooting, and there's consequences. So they have to shoot under pressure, and they have to shoot with concentration. And I've always done that with my teams, even before I came to Northwest, and I've always felt that it's paid off. So, you know, it's one of those things, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So if you've done some things in the past that have worked well for you, try to incorporate them here with your group, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
All right, Coach, and what's going to be your key tonight for a win against St. Mary?
I think to be patient on offense. We're going to have to be patient on offense. I think we're going to get our looks, but, you know, it's just really getting everybody involved tonight and hopefully having a lot of fun. That's our key.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That was head coach of Northwest, Michael Smith. When we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The story of Northwest alumna Jean Jennings Bartik and five other women selected to program the Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer, the first successful general-purpose programmable electronic computer, is now told in Bartik's autobiography. The book is Pioneer Programmer, Jean Jennings Bartik and the Computer That Changed the World, was published last month by Truman State University Press. Dr. John Rickman and Kim Todd, co-founders of the Jean Jennings Bartik Computing Museum at Northwest, edited the book. Todd serves at Northwest as user consultant in the Department of Information Systems, and Rickman implemented the nation's first electronic campus at Northwest in 1987. He retired from the university in 2012 as vice president of information systems. Rickman says Bartik was a brilliant lady.
It was a real joy to know her and talk with her and hear about firsthand experiences with really historical events in the area of computing and invention of the first computer and being a first programmer ever of an electronic computer. She also was the team leader of a group that converted the ENIAC into the very first stored program computer ever, and that was a tremendous accomplishment.
Rickman says there are many interesting stories.
She was raised north of Stanbury. There's a really good story about a runaway horse she was on, and there's stories about her pitching baseball. She was a very good pitcher in baseball, and she enjoyed that a lot.
Rickman hopes people will find her life intriguing. All proceeds from the book will go toward the Jean Jennings Bartik Women in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Scholarship. You can find the book on Amazon.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back into the pregame show. Northwest Missouri State women getting set to take on the University of St. Mary. And now for tonight's starting lineups. First for the Spires of the University of St. Mary, Shanice Palmer is a 5'9" junior guard out of Kansas City, Kansas. Adriana Brown is a 5'7" junior out of Peoria, Arizona. Adeline Azay is a 5'7" senior guard out of League City, Texas. And Corbin Stahlbomber is a 5'10" senior forward out of Wakarusa, Kansas. Now for the Northwest Missouri State women, coached by Michael Smith, coming in with a 2-6 record. Ariel Easton is a 5'6" junior guard out of South Bend, Indiana. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" junior out of Omaha, Nebraska. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" sophomore guard out of Manila, Iowa. Shelby Mustang is a 6'2" freshman out of Jefferson City, Missouri. And Annie Matthews is a 5'10" junior out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. That's tonight's starting lineups, and when we come back, we'll have tonight's tip-off here at Bearcat Arena. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back into the pregame show in Northwest Missouri State, getting set to take on St. Mary as we're really close to tip-off here at Bearcat Arena. Both teams' starting lineups being announced down in the stadium floor. Northwest comes in with a 2-6 record this evening, and they'll be going against a Spire team with a 1-9 record out of the NAIA. So Northwest will be in non-conference action here this evening, taking a little break from their MIAA schedule. And looking ahead for Northwest after tonight, they'll be going out to Fort Hays State out in Hays, Kansas this Saturday. Tip-off for that game is at 2 o'clock, and then after that, it's just the rest of the MIAA conference schedule. Throughout the beginning of January, they'll have a two-game homestand against Central Oklahoma and then against Northeastern State, and then they'll be on the road for three straight games against Nebraska, Kearney, Washburn, Southwest Baptist, then back for two home games against Central Missouri, Missouri Southern, and then rounding out January for the MIAA conference, they'll be at Lindenwood. So Northwest will have a pretty difficult schedule going forward in this MIAA conference. Then they're 0-2 to start the MIAA schedule so far, but they had two really close losses to Pitt State and Emporia State, and Emporia was ranked third in the nation in that game. We are ready for tip-off now. Both teams making their way onto the floor. Northwest, for Northwest, Shelby Mustaine will be jumping in the center circle. On the floor for the Bearcats, and that starting lineup is Ashley Nelson, Timber Schechinger, Annie Matthews, Ariel Leeson, and Shelby Mustaine. Now St. Mary makes their way onto the floor. Mustaine will be jumping against Corbin Stahlbaumer, the 5'10 senior forward. Mustaine steps into the center circle now. And we are ready for tip-off here at Bearcat Arena. And the tip, and it will be controlled by the Bearcats, coming from our left to our right. Now at the left wing, Ashley Nelson driving left baseline, goes up for the right hook, off the glass, and the shot is good. Starting the game is Ashley Nelson with the scoring, 2-0, Northwest with the early lead. Now St. Mary's with the ball, going from our right to our left, driving inside along the right baseline quickly is Adriana Brown. She drives into the lane, and she will be called for an offensive charge. So a foul on Adriana Brown, and a turnover, and Northwest with the ball. Ariel Easton bringing the ball at the backcourt for the Bearcats, running the point. She's at the right wing, lob pass down low for Mustaine in the right block. Mustaine kicks it back out to the right wing for Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles to the top of the key. Now inside the lane. Goes up with the lefty hook off the glass. Shot no good, but now Timber Schechinger will be called with an offensive charge. That will be her first personal foul. Both teams with one team foul to start off early. Northwest has a 2-0 lead over St. Mary's. Just into a minute here into the ball game. At the top of the key is Shanice Palmer. Now she dribbles to the right wing, being guarded by Ashley Nelson. Now back to the top of the key for Azay. Azay driving along the right side, kicks it back out top of the key. It's Stahlbaumer. She'll pull up from three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Schechinger for Northwest. Schechinger outlets it up the right side of the floor to Easton. Easton at the right wing. Kick pass on the left side. Lob now on the left block for Matthews. Goes up with the right hook, and the shot goes in, but she will be called for a travel. So that you can wipe that shot off the board for Annie Matthews as she traveled before she got the shot off. Northwest has the lead 2-0 here to start the game. Bringing the ball up the back floor for St. Mary's is Adeline Azay, the 5'7 senior. Now she gives it to the left side for Stahlbaumer. Now to the left wing for Marisak. Marisak back to Stahlbaumer in between the circles, and she'll pull up from three, and a shot is good. Corbin Stahlbaumer from the outside, the 5'10 senior forward. 3-2, St. Mary's in front. Now Northwest across the timeline to the left corner is Easton. She'll pull up from three, shot no good, and rebounded underneath by Marisak for St. Mary's. Marisak will keep it herself across the timeline in between the circles. Now gives it to Stahlbaumer. Now to the left wing for Azay. Azay being guarded by Annie Matthews. Dribbles right at the free throw line. Along the right baseline, goes up for the layup, and the shot is good from Adeline Azay. And now a timeout taken by head coach Michael Smith. And we're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Northwest Missouri State trailing 5-2 just underway here at Bearcat Arena. Back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Welcome back to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the ball now across the timeline. At the top of the key is Annie Matthews. Now to the left wing for Nelson. Nelson kicks it to the right wing for Schechinger. Driving right baseline. Go Schechinger. Goes up with the righty lay and shot no good. Rebound underneath by Easton. And she puts it back and the shot is good for Ariel Easton. 4-5 our score. St. Mary's with the lead. 17-40 left in the first half. Shanice Palmer with the ball at the top of the key and between the circles now to the right wing for Aze. Aze being guarded by Matthews. Now back to Palmer. She'll give it to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer dishes it back to Palmer. She's in between the circles being double-teamed now by Nelson. Dribbles to the left. Kicks it to the left corner now for Marisak. She'll drive left baseline. Goes up with the lay-in and the shot is good on the dribble drive from Mariah Marisak. 7-4, St. Mary's with the lead. Ariel Easton in transition now. Gives it to the top of the key for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles to the left side. Now to the free throw line for Annie Matthews. Skip pass to the right wing for Nelson. Lob pass down low in the right block for Mustaine. Shot off the glass. No good. And rebounded by Aze for St. Mary's. Aze brings it up in transition to the left corner for Adriana Brown. She'll drive left baseline. Goes up for the shot. And she will be fouled. So Adriana Brown will go to the free throw line shooting two. Second team foul for Northwest Missouri State. It goes against Annie Matthews, as that is her first personal. Adriana Brown is at the free throw line. 5'7" junior out of Peoria, Arizona. First free throw attempt on its way, and it rolls in and out. No good. Checking in for Northwest, Kenna Veldhuizen. She'll come in for Ariel Easton. Veldhuizen, a 5'3" freshman guard out of Oskaloosa, Iowa. Brown getting set at the free throw line for St. Mary's. Second free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 8-4, St. Mary's with the lead over Northwest. 16:53 left here in the first half. Veldhuizen running the point now across the timeline, now to the right wing for Schechinger. Schechinger, lob pass down low for Mustaine. Now kicks it back out to the right wing for Veldhuizen. Dribbles up to the right wing. Now gives it to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson, bounce pass down low for Matthews. Kicks it to the right corner for Schechinger. Pulls up from three. Shot no good from Timber Schechinger and rebounded by St. Mary's. Shanice Palmer going the other way and quickly. And now she will throw the ball away and it is stolen by Kenna Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen now across the center circles. Gives it to Ashley Nelson at the left corner. She'll drive baseline. Now a kick to the right corner for Schechinger. Pulls up from three. Shot no good from Timber Schechinger. Rebounded by Aze for St. Mary's. Now at the left wing is Mariah Marisak. Now she'll just reset the ball up at the top of the key for Aze. Aze driving inside the lane. Kicks it out. Shot up from three from the outside. Comes from Jennifer Harmon. Shot no good. Rebounded by Veldhuizen for Northwest. Now Northwest with the ball. Ashley Nelson at the left wing. Drives inside. Goes up with a shot. And it is no good. Rebounded by Harmon for St. Mary's. Now she'll give it to Palmer at the right corner. And she drives right baseline, goes up with a shot, no good, and the ball will go out of bounds. And it will be Northwest ball. Checking in for Northwest now is Meredy Scott and Ashley Ginther. And they'll come in for Shelby Mustaine and Ashley Nelson. On the floor for Northwest is Veldhuizen, Annie Matthews, Timber Schechinger, Ashley Ginther, and Meredy Scott. Veldhuizen bringing the ball up the back floor. From our left to our right. She'll get it to the right wing for Schechinger. Schechinger, lob pass down low, and it's stolen away by Shanice Palmer. Palmer coming the other way now. She's at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Adriana Brown. Now back to Palmer. Palmer, in between the circles, gives it back to Brown. She'll drive left baseline. Now pulls it back out. Being guarded by Schechinger. Kicks it to the top of the key for Aaron Marks, who has just checked into the ball game. Marks gives it to the left corner for Harmon. Pulls up from three, and it's good. Jennifer Harmon hits it from three. 11-4, St. Mary's with the lead. 15:07 left in the first half. Meredy Scott with the ball at the left wing. Now to the top of the key for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger driving to the right side, now to the right wing. Gives it near the free throw line at the right side for Ginther. Kick back out to the right wing for Schechinger. Schechinger drift to the top. Now to the left wing for Merity Scott. Lob pass down low for Matthews, and the ball is tipped and knocked away, but a foul will be called, and it will go on St. Mary's as the foul will go against Jennifer Harmon. That's her first personal foul and second team foul for St. Mary's. And now we have a break in the action. And we're going to take a break, quick break as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. St. Mary's with the lead, 11-4. Back in 60 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State trailing here early on to St. Mary's, 11-4. So coming out of the break, Northwest will have the ball. They'll be inbounding underneath their own basket along the baseline. Ariel Easton is set to inbound for Northwest. So the Bearcats trailing 11-4 in this non-conference matchup here early on. Officials getting the clock fixed here. We had a little mix-up as it says 35 seconds, and it should say 14:46, so they're getting that complication taken care of. So this is a little break in the action here, but 11-4 is our score. St. Mary's with the lead, and Corbin Stahlbaumer has a three-pointer for St. Mary's, as well as Jennifer Harmon off the bench, and then Adeline Azay also with a bucket, and that's where most of the scoring coming from St. Mary's. Now Northwest set to inbound. Easton underneath lobs it to the left wing for Blaurock, who's just checked into the game for Northwest. She'll hand it off back to Easton. She'll dribble to the right side. Easton, lob pass down low in the right block for Matthews. Kick out to the right wing for Merity Scott. Scott dribbles to the top of the key, now to the left side. Gives it to Ginther at the free throw line. Pulls up from 12 feet, and the shot no good from Ashley Ginther. And now a foul away from the ball, as that will be called on Annie Matthews. Matthews picks up her second foul. It'll be the 13th foul for Northwest. 11-4, our score. St. Mary's in front. Bringing the ball up the back floor is Adriana Brown across the timeline. Now gives it to Adeline Allais at the left wing. Man-to-man defense here out of Northwest. Now to the right wing for Stahlbaumer. She'll pull up from three, and she hits it from the outside. 6 points for Corbin Stahlbaumer as it's her second three. 14-4, St. Mary's with the lead. Ariel Easton with the ball now. Gives it to the top of the key for Scott. Scott gives it to Ginther. Ginther back to Scott at the right wing. Now swings it to the left wing for Easton. Lob passed in the left block for Matthews, being double-teamed. Now she'll just turn around and pull up with a fadeaway jumper, and the shot rolls in, and good for Annie Matthews. 14-6, St. Mary's with the lead. Bringing the ball up the floor is Corbin Stahlbaumer, the 5'10 senior. Now she'll give it to the left wing for Mariah Marisak. Bounce pass in the left block for Stahlbaumer, working on Ginther. She'll go one-on-one, now kick it to the top of the key for Brown. Now Brown will travel with the ball, so it'll be a turnover for St. Mary's. Now a substitution for Northwest. Ashley Nelson will check into the game, and Annie Matthews will come off with those two personal fouls. So on the floor for Northwest is Blaurock, Easton, Ashley Nelson, Meredy Scott, and Ashley Ginther. Across the timeline now to the right corner for Ashley Nelson. Nelson driving right baseline. Ball poked away and turned over, stolen by Adeline Azay. Azay coming up the back floor, now being guarded by Easton. She'll dribble right into the paint. Goes up with the floater off the glass and good, right in the middle of the paint from Adeline Azay. 4 points for her and a 10-point lead for St. Mary's. Just under 13 minutes to go here in the first half. Northwest with the ball now at the right wing is Ariel Easton. She'll dribble right baseline, driving, goes up with the shot. Shot no good, but she'll rebound it, puts it back up, not good. And rebounded by Meredith Scott for Northwest to put back, not good as well. Now a scramble for the basketball, and it will roll out of bounds. And they point as it will be St. Mary's ball. So three putbacks there. Couldn't go in for Northwest. So St. Mary's with the ball. 12:43 left in the first half. 16-6 our score. St. Mary's with the lead. Brown with the ball across the timeline now in between the circles. Gives it to the right wing for Marisak, who dribble drives the right baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds by Meredith Scott. So St. Mary's will now inbound underneath their basket along the baseline. Substitution now for Northwest. Shelby Mustang will check into the game for Ashley Ginther. St. Mary's set to inbound, up by 10. They give it to the top of the key for Stahlbaumer. She'll pull up from three off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Meredith Scott for Northwest. And she'll give it to Easton. Ariel Easton across the timeline. And between the circles. Dribbles to the right side. And gives it to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson driving along the left side. Goes up with the left shot. Left hook. And the shot is good off the glass for Ashley Nelson. 4 points for her. Northwest trailing 16-8. 12:08 left in the first half. St. Mary's at the ball. Azay at the top of the key. Being guarded by Blaurock. She'll hand it off for Mariah Marisak. Now back to Azay. She'll dribble left baseline. Double team kicks it out to the top of the key for Adriana Brown. She'll drive in. Now she'll give it to Stahlbaumer. Back to Brown. Pulls up from the outside, and she hits it from downtown. A three-point shot for Adriana Brown. 19-8 our score. St. Mary's with the lead. 11:30 left in the first half. Northwest with the ball at the left wing is Ashley Nelson. Nelson dribbles inside, kicks it to the right wing for Easton. Easton pulls up from three, shot off the front of the rim and no good, and will roll out of bounds. So the ball will go to St. Mary's. Substitutions now for St. Mary's. Checking in is Allison Zaldivar as well as Jennifer Harmon. St. Mary's with the lead, 19-8. Brown bringing the ball to the back floor now for the Spires. She'll dribble all the way herself, coast to coast, and she goes up for the shot, and she will be fouled on the shot attempt. So Adriana Brown going to the free throw line, shooting two. That foul goes against Ariel Easton. Now we have a break in the action. We're going to take a quick break as well. St. Mary's with the lead, 19-8. With 11:14 left in the first half, we'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing 19-8 coming out of the break to the University of St. Mary's. Now at the free throw line for the Spires is Adriana Brown. She'll be shooting two. First free throw attempt from Brown is on its way, and it is good. Timber Schechinger will check into the game for Northwest as Blaurock will come off. 20-8 our score. St. Mary's with the lead. Brown getting set at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt on its way. Rolls around the rim and out. Rebounded by Schechinger for Northwest. Show outlet to Ariel Easton up the left side of the floor. Now across the half court line. She dribbles to the top of the key. Now gives it to the left side for Schechinger. Schechinger, kick out to the left wing for Nelson. Nelson driving left baseline. Goes up at the right hook off the glass. Shot no good. And rebounded by Marisak for St. Mary's. Now the ball will be kicked away as they'll call a kicking violation on Ashley Nelson. So St. Mary's will keep possession of the basketball. The Spires have the lead 20-8 over the Bearcats. 10:54 left here in the first half. Brown banging the ball up the backcourt, now across the timeline. She'll give it to... Oh, and this ball will be poked away by Ashley Nelson. She'll go the other way for a wide-open layup, and that shot is good from Ashley Nelson. So Bearcats cut the lead to 10. Rather, 8 points. 20-12 is our score. With 10:36 remaining in the first half, now a timeout called by St. Mary's as their coach not too happy about the stolen ball there by Ashley Nelson. So 20-12 is our score. The Spires with the lead. And so far for the scoring for St. Mary's, Stahlbaumer with 6 points. Brown has 5. Harmon off the bench with 3. Mary Sack has 2. And then Azay with 4. Now for Northwest, Ashley Nelson is leading the point category. She has 6, Easton has 4, and Matthews has 2. 20-12 where we stand right now with our score. St. Mary's with the lead. So the Spires will have the ball out of the break. Inbounding in the backcourt. Brown will bring the ball up the floor. Being guarded tightly by Ariel Easton. Now she'll give it to the left wing for Marisak. Marisak dribbles in between the circles. Now to the left wing for Harmon. Harmon pulls up from 3 at the left side. Off the front rim, no good. Rebounded by Schechinger for Northwest. Ariel Leeson across the timeline in between the circles. Gives it to the left wing for Meredith Scott. Scott now gives it to Schechinger. Lob pass down low in the left block for Mustaine. She'll go up with the right hook. Shot no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Marisak for St. Mary's. 20-12 our score. St. Mary's in front. At the left side is Harmon, being guarded by Schechinger. Lob pass in the left block for Brown. She'll dribble around. Easton goes up with the shot attempt. No good. Brown gets her own rebound, puts the shot back up, and it's blocked by Mustaine. And Meredith Scott comes up with the basketball. So Northwest with the ball, trailing by 8, with 9:40 left in the first half. Easton at the right wing. Lob pass into the right block for Mustaine. Kicks it out to the left wing for Schechinger. Pump fakes, now drives the left side. Goes up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Mustaine, and the putback is there. Shelby Mustaine getting the rebound and putback. 20-14. Bearcats trailing by 6 with 9:20 to go here in the first. Harmon with the ball now at the right side for St. Mary. She'll give it to the top of the key for Zaldivar. Zaldivar gives it to Stahlbaumer. Now Stahlbaumer will hand it to Brown. Brown at the right wing. Pulls up from 3 at the right wing. Shot no good off the back rim. Rebounded by Easton for Northwest. 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Going in transition, Northwest going quickly the other way. And Ashley Nelson is fouled on the dribble drive before she could get the shot attempt off. Northwest trailing 20-14. And now we'll have a break in the action as well. 8:57 to go here in the first half. Bearcats trailing 20-14. We're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mountain City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State trailing 20-14 to the University of St. Mary's with 8:57 left in the first half. Northwest will have the ball inbounding underneath their own basket along the baseline. On the floor for Northwest is Ariel Easton, Denise McEnany, Ashley Nelson, Kimber Schechinger, and Ashley Ginther. Now a foul will be called before the inbounds pass as it's away from the basketball, and it will be called on Denise McEnany. That was her first personal foul and the fifth team foul for Northwest. So St. Mary's at the ball now. It's Stahlbaumer at the right block. Kicks it to Palmer as she will drive along inside the lane. Goes up for the shot. And now a travel will be called before the shot attempt by Palmer. So a turnover for the Spires. Bearcats with the ball. Ariel Easton across the timeline, in between the circles, trailing by 6. Gives it to the right wing for McEnany. Now to the top of the key for Nelson. Now she'll give it to Schechinger. Now back to Easton in between the circles. Goes to kick the ball away, but now it will be stolen by Marusak for St. Mary. She goes the other way. Goes up for the right hook. Shot will be blocked by Schechinger. Nelson comes up with it. She's along the left side. Goes inside the lane with the righty runner. Shot attempt is good, and she gets the foul. Ashley Nelson with the and one situation now. 20-16, our score. St. Mary's with the lead. That foul goes against Jordan Van Ness. Be her first personal foul.
Foul is on number 20.
Ashley Nelson at the line. Her free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 9 points for Ashley Nelson here this evening. 20-17, our score. St. Mary's with the lead. Just over 8 minutes to go here in the first half. Stahlbomber with the ball, gives it to the right wing. Now the ball will be kicked out of bounds by Northwest as it was Harmon trying to dish the ball down low. Ball goes out of bounds off Northwest. Now Kenna Veldhuizen will check into the game for the Bearcats, and Ariel Easton will come off. St. Mary's with the lead, 20-17, just under 8 minutes to go in the first. Azay with the ball now at the top, gives it to the right corner for Marusak. Marusak now gives it to Stahlbomber. She'll drive inside in the paint, goes up with the right hook off the glass, shot no good, and rebounded by Veldhuizen for Northwest. She'll outlet to the left side for McEnany. McEnany now between the circles, goes for her pass, and it's tipped away by Stahlbomber, and now they'll say the pass actually last touched McEnany and goes out of bounds, so it's a turnover for Northwest. And now Alexandria Blaurock will check into the game, and McEnany will come off. St. Mary's at the ball now. Comes across the half-court line in between the circles. It's Azay. Azay being guarded by Veldhuizen. Gives it to the right side for Van Ness. Van Ness gives it to Stahlbomber at the top of the key. Dribbling inside. Now kicks it back out to Palmer in between the circles. Palmer dribbling in the paint, working on Nelson. Kicks to the left corner for Marusak, who pulls up from three. And Mariah Marusak hits it from the outside. 23-17, St. Mary's with the lead. Ashley Nelson with the ball at the right wing. Gives it to the top of the key for Blaurock. Now dribbling to the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Lob pass inside at the left block for Ginther. Ginther going inside, and the ball will be knocked away and stolen by Palmer for St. Mary's. A turnover for Northwest. Palmer now dribbling inside by herself, and now she'll be called for a travel. She dribbled inside the lane trying to go up for a shot, but she'll be called for a travel, and that's a back-to-back turnovers there for both squads. Shelby Mustaine will check in for Northwest, and Ginther will come off. Kenna Veldhuizen with the ball across the timeline in between the circles. Out to the right wing for Nelson. Nelson gives the ball to Blaurock at the top of the key. Now to Schechinger at the left wing. Drives inside the paint. Kick to the right corner for Nelson. Now she'll dish it to the right baseline for Schechinger, and it'll go off of Schechinger and out of bounds, but they say it's last touched by St. Mary, so Northwest will still have the ball. And they'll inbound along the right baseline underneath their own basket. Veldhuizen set to inbound. Gives it to Mustaine at the right corner. Now back to Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen dribbles to the top of the key. Now a foul will be called, a reaching call on St. Mary's, as that was called on Jordan Van Ness.
Foul is on St. Mary, number 20, Jordan Van Ness. That's her
checking in for St. Mary's now is Adriana Brown, 5'7 guard, as she checks in for Van Ness. Now a turnover is forced by St. Mary's. They'll come up with the ball after the inbounds pass was tipped away. 23-17 is our score. St. Mary's with the lead. Palmer with the ball at the left wing for St. Mary's. Looks to dish the ball away. Oh, and it's stolen by Timber Schechinger. Show outlet to Veldhuizen up the center of the floor. Veldhuizen to the left wing for Nelson. Nelson pulls up from three and shot no good off the front rim by Nelson. Rebounded by Brown for St. Mary's. 23-17 our score. The Spires with the lead. At the left wing is Azay. She'll dribble inside the paint. Goes up with the left shot, and it is good from Adeline Azay. 6 points for her. 25-17, St. Mary's with the lead. Blaurock with the ball at the right wing. Gives it to Mustaine in the right block. Now back to Blaurock. Blaurock driving inside. Kicks it right corner for Veldhuizen. Pulls up from three. Shot no good, but rebounded by Schechinger for Northwest. The put back on its way. No good. And then rebounded. And no, now knocked out of bounds. And now Schechinger will go all the way to the sideline and actually goes over a chair of the St. Mary's bench. And she will get up on her own. So the ball goes off of Schechinger and out of bounds. and it will be St. Mary's ball. Schechinger showing a lot of hustle on that play, diving after it going out of bounds as she went right into the bench of St. Mary's. Now the Spires with the ball. Across the timeline is Adriana Brown. 25-17, the Spires with the lead over the Bearcats. Just over 5 minutes to go in the first half. Stahlbaumer at the top of the key. She'll pull up from three, off the glass and no good. Rebounded by Veldhuizen for Northwest. Veldhuizen in between the circles now. To the right wing for Blaurock. Blaurock dribbles back, gives it to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson to the right block for Mustang. Goes inside, shot on its way. And she is fouled before the shot attempt. So the foul was on the floor. And it will be called against Adriana Brown, her third personal, and 16th foul for St. Mary's. Northwest set to inbound underneath their own basket. Now Brown will come off the floor for St. Mary's, and Harmon will check in. Feldhuizen along the baseline, now set to inbound, lobs it to the top of the key for Easton to reset the play. Now to the right wing for Nelson. Nelson, lob pass for Mustang. Oh, and the ball is tipped away by Palmer and stolen. St. Mary's with the ball now coming up in transition. Now they'll reset the play. Palmer kicks it to the left wing for Marisak. She pulls up from three, shot no good, and rebounded by Veldhuizen for Northwest. 25-17, St. Mary's with the lead. 4:40 left in the first. Nelson with the ball. Now she'll give it to Easton in between the circles. Now Blaurock with the ball near the free throw line, pulls up, shot no good, and the ball rebounded by Marusak for St. Mary's. At the left wing now for St. Mary's is Harmon. Now she'll give it back to Stahlbaumer in between the circles. Stahlbaumer hands it to the right side for Marusak, and she'll drive right baseline, working on Nelson, picks up her dribble. Now she's trapped in the low corner. Now she'll dish it away to Harmon, who pulls up inside the lane. Shot no good, and rebounded by Blaurock for Northwest. And now Blaurock fouled underneath at the other end. And so Northwest will now be in the 1-1. So Blaurock will be going to the free throw line, and now there's a break in the action. 4:07 left here in the first half. St. Mary's with the lead 25-17 over Northwest. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
In Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing 25-17 to the University of St. Mary's. 4:07 left in the first half. Northwest in, both teams in their timeouts still, as Northwest has 5 team fouls and St. Mary's with 7 team fouls. And Northwest got down early, down by as much as 10 points, so they're, you know, scrambling back here in the first half to try to regain trying to get a lead. They had the initial lead of the game, but St. Mary's has been hitting it from the outside very easily, as it seems like they're hardly missing. They're shooting 42% from the 3-point line, or 5 of 12. So now Northwest coming out of the break. It will be Blaurock at the free throw line for the 1-1, as she was fouled at the other end of the floor. On the court for Northwest is Blaurock, Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, Meredy Scott, and Shelby Mustang. Blaurock getting set for the 1-1. First free throw attempt on its way. Off the rim, no good, but rebounded by Meredy Scott underneath. Put back, no good. Meredy Scott gets her own rebound, and now she'll give it to the top of the key for Nelson to reset the play. Now to the left wing for Easton. Easton, lob pass for Blaurock in the left block. She'll give it to Scott at the top of the key. Scott driving inside. Now to the right wing goes to Ariel Easton. Easton driving in the paint. Goes up with the shot. No good, but a foul will be called on St. Mary's, as the foul was called against Aaron Marks. So Ariel Easton will go to the free throw line now. She will be shooting two. First free throw attempt on its way, and it's good. Annie Matthews checks into the game for Northwest. Blaurock will come off. St. Mary's with the lead, 25-18, with 3:46 left here in the first. Second free throw attempt on its way, shot no good. But, oh, and Easton gets her own rebound, underneath, goes up for the putback, no good. And now she gets a rebound again, goes up for another putback, and now the ball will go out of bounds off the backboard. So the ball is turned over there on the out of bounds play. St. Mary's has the lead 25-18 now. St. Mary's will have the ball. Azay with the ball across the timeline at the top of the key. Now gives it to Marks. Marks being guarded by Mustaine. Picks up her dribble, not trying to get it away. She'll give it to Palmer. Palmer kicks it to the right corner for Marisak. Now she'll give it to the top of the key for Harmon. Harmon dribbling to the right now, along the right side. Ball tipped away and stolen by Nelson. She's in the front court, going up all the way for a lay-in. Oh, and now she is fouled hard, going up for the shot by Azay. And now Ashley Nelson laying on the floor underneath the basket as Shelby Mustaine will help her up. She was fouled very hard going up for that lay-in. So she will go to the free throw line shooting two. Ninth team foul for St. Mary's here in the first half. First personal on Azay. Nelson at the line now for Northwest. First free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Ten points for Ashley Nelson here in the first half. Adriana Brown will check in for St. Mary's, as well as Vanessa. Stahlbaumer back in the game as well. Second free throw attempt on its way, shot no good, and rebounded by Palmer for St. Mary's. She'll give it to Brown. Across the timeline now. Now to the left wing for Marisak. Marisak gives it to Stahlbaumer at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Brown. Brown gives it to Vanessa at the top of the key. Pulls up from three and off the front rim and rolls around. No good. Rebounded by Mustaine for the Bearcats. She'll outlet up the right side of the floor to Easton. Easton now will be fouled by Marisak as she was reaching in for the ball. So now Northwest in the double bonus. As that was the 10th team foul for St. Mary's. So Ariel Easton will be at the line shooting two. First personal foul on Mariah Marisak. As the first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. ...25-20 our score, St. Mary's with the lead. Second free throw on its way. No good, and rebounded by Stahlbaumer for St. Mary's. Brown with the ball now across the timeline at the top of the key. Now dribbles to the left wing. Gives it to Palmer now in between the circles to the right side for Van Ness. She'll skip past it to the left wing for Brown. She'll drive in. Now kick it back out to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer gives it to Marisak. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Marisak drives in the lane. Kicks it to the right corner for Palmer. She pulls up from three. Shot no good. It didn't hit rim, so the shot clock runs out as it was an air ball shot by Shanice Palmer from the outside. So a turnover on the shot clock violation. Northwest with the ball now. 25-20. St. Mary's with the lead with 2:15 to go here in the first half. Northwest with the ball across the timeline now in between the circles. Now to the right wing for Meredy Scott. Scott now gives it to the right corner for Annie Matthews. Matthews gives it to Nelson in between the circles. Now to the left wing for Easton. Easton gives it near the free throw line for Mustang. Kicks it to the left corner for Scott. Now to the right side for Nelson. Nelson drives inside the paint. Goes up with a shot attempt. No good off the glass. And it will be rebounded by Vanessa for St. Mary's. 1:42 to go here in the first half. St. Mary's has the lead 25-20. Brown with the ball across the timeline in between the circles. Dribbles to the left side now to the left corner for Marisak. She drives baseline back to Brown. She'll pull up from three. Shot no good. And rebounded by Annie Matthews for Northwest. Easton with the ball now. Crossed half court. Gives it to the left side for Meredy Scott. Now near the free throw line for Mustaine. She'll pull up for the jumper and the shot no good by Mustaine. Rebounded by Easton. And now there will be a push called against Shanice Palmer for St. Mary's. So Ariel Easton will go to the free throw line shooting two in the double bonus. That's the second personal foul on Shanice Palmer, the 5'9 junior out of Kansas City, Kansas. St. Mary's has the lead by 5, 25-20. First free throw attempt on its way from Easton, and it is good. Ashley Ginther will check in for Northwest. Mustaine will come off. And Adeline Azay will check in for St. Mary's. as well as Summer France, the 5'5" freshman guard. Easton getting set now. Second free throw attempt is good. Northwest cuts the lead to 3, 25-22, with 1:10 left here in the first half. St. Mary's with the ball now. It's Brown across the timeline. Gives it to the left wing for Azay. Azay dribbles up in between the circles. Being guarded by Annie Matthews. Now looking down low, kicks it out to the top of the key for France. France gives it to Palmer, who drives left baseline, now nowhere to go. Gives it back to France, now to the top of the key for Azay. Azay driving in, goes up with the righty hook off the glass and rolls around, no good. Rebounded by Annie Matthews for Northwest. Now going out quick in the outlet is Ashley Nelson, going up the right baseline, dishes it down low for Ginther, goes up with the right hook off the glass and no good, but rebounded by Annie Matthews for the Bearcats. And now Matthews throws the ball away along the left side of the floor as it will go out of bounds, and it's a turnover for Northwest. St. Mary's with the ball. 31 seconds left here in the first half, and St. Mary's has the lead 25-22. Northwest with 12 turnovers so far here in the first half, compared to 7 for St. Mary's. Now 25 seconds on the clock. 20 on the shot clock now. 25-22 is our score. St. Mary's with the lead. They're going to run it down to try to get the last shot attempt as the shot clock is about evenly matched up with the game clock. It's at 10. Azay has the ball in between the circles. It's at 6 seconds now. Azay driving inside the lane. Keeps it herself. Goes up with a shot attempt off the glass. No good. And rebounded by Matthews for Northwest. That will be the end of the first half. And Northwest Missouri State will go into the locker room trailing by 3 to the University of St. Mary's in this non-conference matchup here at Bearcat Arena. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with our halftime report. We'll be back in 60 seconds after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena as it's halftime for the Northwest women in this non-conference matchup against the University of St. Mary's. And they trail at halftime 25-22 to the Spires. And for the Bearcats, Ashley Nelson leading the scoring with 10 points. She's 4 of 8 from the floor. She has also hit 2 free throws. She's 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Northwest, a team ranked in the top 5 in free throw percentage throughout the season, and they're shooting 60% from the free throw line here tonight. Now for some of the team stats for Northwest, shooting only 26% from the field as they're 8 of 31 from the floor. Now, St. Mary's not much better from the floor as they're shooting 31%, but the big difference maker for this game so far is that St. Mary's is 5 of 15 shooting from the 3-point line, from the 3-point range rather, and Northwest has yet to hit a 3-point shot. They're 0 for 6. So St. Mary's has been able to hit a lot of 3-point shots here in the first half, and it's really helped them develop this lead as they lead by 3. They led by as much as 10 at one point. Rather, they led by 12 with 11:14 to go in the first. So Northwest was able to cut at that lead, chip at it as much as they could. Now they trail by 3, 25-22 here at halftime here at Bearcat Arena. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of our halftime report right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena here at halftime. Northwest Missouri State trailing 25-22 at the break to the University of St. Mary's in this non-conference matchup. So Northwest trailing by three, and we'll just go through the stats for both teams personally, and then so we'll start with St. Mary's. Corbin Stahlbaumer, the 5'10 senior forward, she is tied for the lead for points in this game for St. Mary's. She has six. She's 2 of 6 from the floor. She's also hit 2 threes. She's 2 of 5 from the outside. She also has 2 rebounds and 2 steals. Shanice Palmer has been quiet from the floor. She's 0 for 3 shooting. However, she does have 3 rebounds, and she has 3 steals on defense. Mariah Marusak has 5 points for the Spires. She's 2 of 4 from the floor and also has 1 3-pointer. She also has grabbed 4 rebounds and 2 steals, contributing to the 7 steals for the St. Mary squad. Adriana Brown also in the starting lineup for the Spires. She has 5 points, 1 of 6 from the floor. She's also hit 1 3-pointer. She's the only Spire to get to the free throw line here this evening for St. Mary's. She's 2 of 4. So St. Mary's not getting to the free throw line a whole bunch, as Brown's the only one. She also has 2 rebounds and has also turned the ball over 2 times. Adeline Azay is the one tied with Corbin Stahlbaumer for the lead in points. She has 6 at the break. She's 3 of 5 from the floor. Now, her scoring, we haven't seen her shoot any from the outside. She hasn't taken any 3-point shots, and we haven't even seen her, act like she's going to attempt a 3-point shot. All of her scoring and shot attempts have come from dribble driving inside the lane. She gets it near the top of the key always, as she runs that point position a lot, and she dribbles inside the lane and always dribble drives in traffic trying to get some points and trying to pick up fouls, but she hasn't been fouled yet, as she hasn't gone to the free throw line. So she stands 3 of 5 from the floor with 6 points, also has 2 rebounds and 1 assist. And then Jennifer Harmon off the bench for the Spires. She has 3 points. She hit that 1 3-pointer early in the first half, and that's where she stands as point totals, and she's also grabbed 1 rebound. So St. Mary's shooting 31% from the floor, 9 of 29 from the outside, however, 5 of 15, which is 33%, and then just the 4 free throw attempts, making 2, so they stand at 25 points here at the half. For Northwest Missouri State, Shelby Mustaine with 2 points and 3 rebounds. She's 1 of 4 shooting. Annie Matthews has 2 points for the Bearcats and also has grabbed 4 rebounds, and a lot of her rebounds have been tough ones, too. Some of them on offense. She has 1 offensive rebound, however, rather, and 3 defensive, but a lot of them have been really tough, with 2 or 3 girls hanging on her, usually by the shoulders, it seems like. But she's been really tough here in the first half and grabbing rebounds. Ariel Leaston has the most points for Northwest here at the break. Rather, she has 8. Nelson leads the half with 10 points, but Easton right behind her with 8 points. But the surprising statistic here from Ariel Easton, she's the leading scorer on the team, but she has 7 rebounds in this game. 5 of them are offensive rebounds compared to 2 defensive. So 7 rebounds, and she's close already to a double-double with 8 points and 7 rebounds. She's 2 of 7 from the floor and 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Ashley Nelson with the 10 points. She's 4 of 8 from the floor and 2 of 3 from the free throw line. She has 1 rebound, but has also got 3 steals. That's the end of the scoring for the Northwest effort. That's the 22 points. Timber Schechinger quiet from the floor. She's 0 for 5, but also has 3 rebounds. And then Meredy Scott off the bench has been really provided a good spark off the bench, even though she hasn't scored, but she has 5 rebounds in just her 11 minutes playing so far in the first half. So she's been really hard at it at getting scrapping for the ball, especially when the ball is loose. And then Kenna Veldhuizen for Northwest, only 1 shot attempt. She didn't make it, but she has 4 rebounds. And Blaurock with 1 rebound and 1 assist. So Northwest Missouri State leading, trailing 25-22 to the University of St. Mary's here at the break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of our halftime report after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Welcome back into Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett, and John Coffey and Matt Gorder on the road here this evening as they're on their way to Florence, Alabama, as well as Chris Roush, the sideline reporter for the football team or for the Bearcat Radio Network, as the Northwest football team in the national championship for the 8th time in school history going down to Florence. It's the last year it'll be in Florence, so happy to see the Bearcats being a part of that last trip to Alabama as they're going to be taking on Lenoir Rhine. Now the game will be on Saturday beginning at 11 o'clock, and we'll have that broadcast for you right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We are here at halftime at Bearcat Arena with the Northwest women trailing to the University of St. Mary's 25-22. Northwest got the initial lead of the game on a bucket from Ashley Nelson right off the tip, so they led 2-0. That was the last time Northwest would lead, as St. Mary's grabbed the lead right after that with 2 straight buckets. And then that's the only lead change we have. And so St. Mary's had the lead ever since. They led by as much as 12 points with 11:14 to go in the first half. But then Northwest has been scrapping back since that point. Now they trail just by 3 points, 25-22. So St. Mary's with the lead. Now so looking over some of the other stats, Northwest, this is the main stat that jumps out at you. Northwest with 12 turnovers in the first half compared to St. Mary's is 7 points. So Northwest, you know, they're now making their way onto the floor for their warm-ups here before the second half of play. But here in the second half, they'll have to make some adjustments on offense to limit their turnovers, as they have 12 of them so far. And St. Mary's has converted off of that, having 11 points off of those turnovers. So, but one statistical category Northwest is dominating in is rebounds, as they have 30 rebounds here in the first half, and St. Mary's with 18. And the thing that jumps out to you about the rebound stat for Northwest is that 11 of them are offensive rebounds. So you like to see the hustle that we're seeing, you know, on the offensive side whenever shots go up by this Northwest team. And Ariel Easton has a lot of those offensive rebounds as well. So 30-18, Northwest out-rebounding St. Mary's. And then St. Mary's has the 7 steals. They also have 4 assists as a team. And they have the lead 25-22 here at halftime. Both teams back onto the floor now, warming up here at the half. So Northwest trying to mix things up here in the second half, as it was St. Mary's coming out with a 3-point shot. And they hit 5 of 15 from the outside. And that really contributed to a lot of their lead, as we saw them hitting a bunch early on. Stahlbaumer from the outside hit 2 straight off the bat. And you wouldn't expect that out of her at first when you first see her, because she is a 5'10" forward on this team. She's a senior. You figure coming in, you see her down low a lot, but not really as much, as she's been kind of camping around on the outside, especially on the top of the perimeter, and she's really been looking for that three-point shot, so we'll see how Northwest matches up with her in the second half. So Northwest trailing by three at halftime, 25-22. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have just a little more here on our halftime report right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena at halftime, St. Mary's with the three-point lead at the break, 25-22. In this non-conference matchup, St. Mary's out at the NAIA. Northwest trying to get a lead here and go on for a win here this evening, as they're 2-6 on the season, and they'll be going back to their conference schedule after this game. And up ahead for Northwest after this game on the 18th, they'll be taking, or rather on the 21st, this Saturday, they'll be taking on Fort Hays State out in Hays, Kansas. We'll have that broadcast for you. It begins at 2 o'clock. And then the next game after that, after the 21st, is January 4th, when they'll be home for a two-game homestand. On the 4th, they face Central Oklahoma, and then on the 6th against Northeastern State. And then after that, they have a three-game road trip, right? They'll be at Nebraska Kearney on the 9th, and then on the 11th at Washburn, and on the 16th at Southwest Baptist. So Northwest going back to the MIAA schedule after this non-conference game here against St. Mary's. Both teams now done with their halftime warm-ups, and they're ready to go here for the second half of play. Northwest with rather trailing by three, 25-22 to St. Mary's. They're trying to limit the turnovers here on offense going into the second half. Northwest making their way onto the floor, as it will be Ariel Easton, Timber Schechinger, Ashley Nelson, Annie Matthews, and Shelby Mustaine for Northwest. Northwest will have the ball coming out into the second half. They'll be inbounding along the far sideline. And now we are ready for the second half of play here at Bearcat Arena. Inbound to Easton, going from our right to our left. Easton gives it to the right wing for Schechinger. Lob pass into the right block for Matthews. Kicks it out to the right wing for Easton. Now into the low block for Mustaine. Goes up with the right hook, and the shot is good from Shelby Mustaine. 25-24, St. Mary's with the one-point lead. Brown with the ball for St. Mary's. Now to the right wing for Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer gives it back to Brown. Now to the right side for Stahlbaumer. Now she'll give it to the left wing for Azay. Driving left baseline now is Azay. Goes up for the shot. Off the glass, no good. And a strong rebound by Annie Matthews for Northwest. Easton with the ball now across the timeline in between the circles. Gives it to the left side for Ashley Nelson. Nelson back to Easton. Now to the right side for Schechinger. Schechinger at the right wing. Schechinger gives it to Mustaine. At about the free throw line. Now she'll give it to the right wing for Easton. Easton now to Matthews into the right low block. Matthews gets it away to the top key for Schechinger. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Schechinger driving left side. Goes up for the shot. No good. But Schechinger gets her own rebound, so the shot clock reset. Now she gives it to Nelson driving inside the paint. Kick out to the left wing for Easton. She'll pull up from three, and shot is no good. Rebounded by Marusak for St. Mary's. St. Mary's with the one-point lead, 25-24. Azay with the ball at the left wing. Now skip pass to the right wing for Palmer. She goes up for the shot, driving right baseline, and she will be fouled on the shot attempt. So Palmer will go to the free throw line, shooting two. That foul goes against Shelby Mustaine. Her first personal foul and first team foul for Northwest here in the second half. Palmer at the line. First free throw attempt on its way, and it's good. First points for Shanice Palmer this evening. She's only the second Spire to get to the free throw line. Now Kenna Veldhuizen will check into the game for Northwest, and Ariel Easton will come off the floor. Second free throw attempt is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Mustang for Northwest. Veldhuizen will run the point now for Northwest, coming across the timeline. Veldhuizen gives it to the left wing for Nelson. Bounce pass into the left block for Matthews. Kick out to the left wing now for Veldhuizen. Now she'll lob pass down low for Mustang as she puts up the left hook off the glass, and it's good.
Shelby Mustang.
Mustang now with 6 points. 3 of 6 from the floor. 26-26 tie here at Bearcat Arena. Northwest trying to regain the lead for the first time since the opening tip of the game. Stahlbomber with the ball at the left wing for Prustate. Now gives it to the top of the key for Brown. Now the ball is poked away by Schechinger. She comes up with the steal. One-on-one at the other end. Goes up with the layup. Oh, and the shot's no good. It rolls around the rim and out. Stahlbomber comes up with the rebound for St. Mary's. Now it's Zay at the right wing. And now the ball will be poked away by Ashley Nelson. Nelson, the two-on-two the other way, lobs it for Schechinger, and she redeems herself. She makes this one on the way in along the right side. 28-26, Northwest has the lead. And now this ball will be poked away. It was a pass attempt on the left side. It was Veldhuizen coming up with the steal. She goes for the lay-in, and it is blocked by Brown and knocked out of bounds. Northwest will remain with the ball. Now a timeout is taken by head coach Bruce Erickson. Not happy about the 3 straight turnovers there for his St. Mary's squad. Northwest coming out on fire here on defense, poking away passes. And 17-11 left here in the ball game. Northwest has regained the lead. They're up 28-26 now. Northwest has really come out on fire here on defense as they poked the ball away 3 times. It's resulted in 2 points. Now, on that last one there, Veldhuizen was going the other way for the shot. It was blocked and goes out of bounds. So Northwest will have the ball whenever the teams come out of their breaks. Right now, Bruce Erickson not too happy along the sideline with this team. So Northwest has the 2-point lead. They didn't have the last time they had the lead was the beginning of the game when they led 2-0, and then after that, when St. Mary's took the lead, they didn't give it up after that in the first half. So this is the first time Northwest has had the lead since early on in the first half. So Northwest trying to get out of the turnover margin as St. Mary's had 7 turnovers at halftime, and now they have 10, so 3 right off the bat here at the get-go of the second half. Both teams coming out of their timeouts now. On the floor for Northwest is Veldhuizen, Ashley Nelson, Timber Schechinger, Andy Matthews, and Shelby Mustang. Northwest underneath their own basket along the baseline. Veldhuizen set to inbound. Lob pass to the top of the key to Schechinger. Schechinger gives it to the right wing for Nelson. Nelson back to Schechinger. Now swings it to the left side for Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen looking down low. Not there. Now she gets it. Bounce pass in for Matthews. Goes up with the right hook in the paint on the long the left block. And the shot is good for Manny Matthews. 30-26. Bearcats with the lead. 16:50 left here in the ballgame. Isaiah with the ball at the right wing for St. Mary's. Now gives it to Palmer at the top of the key. Driving left side is Palmer. Goes up for the lay-in. And she makes the shot and she's fouled. So she'll go to the free throw line for the and one. Foul goes against Kenna Veldhuizen. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul here for Northwest. Palmer getting set now. Free throw attempt on its way, and it rattles around and no good. Northwest comes up with the rebound. Veldhuizen along the right side of the floor. Now gives it to the right wing for Nelson from our right to our left. Now Veldhuizen with the ball at the right wing. Gives it to Schechinger. Swings it to the left corner for Nelson. Lob pass down low. Now kick out to the top of the key for Schechinger. Now swings it to the right side for Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen, lob pass down low, and the ball goes out of bounds. It was Shelby Mustang with the pass as Andy Matthews couldn't quite get to it, and the ball goes out of bounds. Ariel Easton checking into the game for Northwest as Ashley Nelson will come off. Adriana Brown running the point for St. Mary's. Gives it to the right wing for Palmer, being guarded by Ariel Easton. Palmer gives it to Stahlbomber at the free throw line. She drives inside the paint, goes up with the righty runner, and the shot is no good. Rebounded by Andy Matthews for Northwest. Outlet pass to the right side of the floor. Now up to the right corner for Schechinger. Schechinger gives it to the top of the key for Easton. Now swings it to the left side for Veldhuizen. Lob pass down low for Matthews is knocked away and stolen by Brown for St. Mary's. Brown goes the other way and pulls up inside the lane with the runner, and it is no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Mustaine for Northwest. Now Schechinger with the ball across the timeline. Now swings it to the left side for Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen gives it along the left baseline for Matthews. Kick out now for Schechinger. Now swing to the right corner for Veldhuizen. Back to Easton in between the circles. Now to Schechinger at the left corner. Now she'll pull up from three, and she hits it from the outside. Timber Schechinger with the three-point shot. 33-28 our score. Bearcats with the lead. St. Mary's with the ball at the left wing. It's a Zay. Now she'll give it to Stahlbomber at the top of the key. Stahlbomber pulls up from three off the glass. No good. And rebounded by Mustaine for Northwest. Veldhuizen across the timeline. Now swings it to the left wing for Easton. Easton back to Veldhuizen. Now a foul will be called away from the ball on Northwest. It will go on Annie Matthews.
Foul is on Northwest, number 34.
Annie Matthews picks up her third personal foul. Checking in for Northwest is Ashley Ginther, as well as Meredith Scott. And now we have a break in the action. And we're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the lead, 33-28. Back in 30 seconds.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with the lead, 33-28 at this timeout. While we have a break in the action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. So Northwest with the lead, 33-28, coming out of the break. St. Mary's will have the ball underneath Northwest basket at the other end. Bringing up the back floor is Adriana Brown. They're coming from our left to our right. Brown with the ball at the top of the key, now gives it to the right side for Palmer. Palmer driving in, kicks it out to Marusak. She'll drive it in the lane, now kicks it to the top of the key for Brown. Now Brown driving left side. Does a little jump stop, goes up for the shot, and she is fouled on the shot attempt, so she will go to the line shooting two.
Foul is on Northwest, number 44, Ashley Gunther.
So it was Gunther coming up with the foul for Northwest. Her first personal foul, 14th foul for Northwest here in the second half. Brown's first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Brown getting set back at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt is good. 33-30, Bearcats with the lead. 14:25 left in the ball game. Schechinger with the ball at the left wing for Northwest. Skip pass to the right side for Easton. Easton driving right baseline, pulls up with the fadeaway jumper, and she hits it. Ariel Easton with the shot attempt. 35-30, Bearcats up by 5. Azay with the ball for St. Mary's in between the circles, driving inside the paint, kicks it to the right corner for Palmer. Palmer, ball knocked away, but she recovers. Now goes inside the lane, goes up with the righty runner, shot no good, rebounded by Gunther for Northwest. She outlets to Easton, she kicks it to the left corner, driving inside on the baseline is Schechinger, but shot no good. And now a foul away from the ball called on Northwest. As that foul will go against Annie Matthews, as she just picked up her fourth personal. Fifth team foul for the Bearcats. Now Blaurock will check into the game for Matthews. Jennifer Harmon will check in for St. Mary's as Adelina Azay will come off. Now they change that up. Azay will stay on the floor. And Shanice Palmer will now come off the floor. So St. Mary's with the ball now from our left to our right. Azay at the top of the key. being guarded by Blaurock. She'll dribble to the right side now, inside the paint. Looking for a shot, kicks it out to Stahlbaumer. She's at the free throw line, drives along the right side, goes up with the righty runner, shot no good, and rebounded by Gunther for Northwest. And now Gunther will be fouled on the rebound as she was fouled by Stahlbaumer. That's just the first personal foul for Stahlbaumer in this game. 5'10" senior out of Walker Russa, Kansas. Schreckinger with the ball for Northwest at the other end at the left wing. Now looking for a pass. She gives it to Easton at the top of the key. Swings it to the right side for Scott. Scott gives it near the free throw line for Gunther. Pulls up for the jumper. And the shot will roll off the end, the rim and out. But rebounded by Easton. And she puts it back. And she makes it 37-30. Bearcats with the lead. Zay with the ball, now driving inside the lane, keeps it herself, goes up for the shot, no good off the glass, rebounded by Meredy Scott for the Bearcats. Scott keeps it herself, now gives it to Blaurock at the left wing. Blaurock will swing it to the right side for Schreckinger. Schreckinger gives it to Easton in between the circles. Easton gives it to Schreckinger now at the right side, now to Blaurock on the right baseline. She drives, goes up for the shot, attempt off the glass, and it's good from Alexandria Blaurock. Thirty-nine-30, Northwest in front. 12:20 left here in the ballgame. Azay with the ball at the top of the key, goes inside the lane, spin moves, pulls up just inside the free throw line, and the shot rattles around the rim and in. It's good. Adeline Azay with 7 points now. And 39-32 is the score. Northwest at the other end. It's Northwest driving inside, and now a travel violation called against Northwest. So they turn the ball over. St. Mary's will have it. Timber Schreckinger coming off the floor now as Ashley Nelson will check into the game. 12:10 to go here in the ballgame. 39-32, Bearcats have the lead. It's Azay with the ball at the top of the key, being guarded by Blaurock. Jumps to the right side. Now gives it to Stahlbaumer. She's in between the circles, being guarded by Gunther. Now back to Azay. She's being guarded by Blaurock. Now swings it to the right wing for Van Ness. Lob pass inside for Stahlbaumer at the right block. Swings it to the left corner. Now back to the top of the key for Harmon. She'll pull up from three with a hand in her face off the back rim and no good. Rebounded by Easton for Northwest. 39-32. Northwest has the lead with 11:30 to go here in the ballgame. It's Blaurock with the ball. She dribbles to the right corner. Now swings it to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson swings it to the left side for Scott. Scott back to Gunther near the free throw line. Lob pass in for Blaurock. Goes up with the right hook inside the left block. And the shot is no good, but she is fouled and will go to the free throw line for two shots. As that foul goes against Jennifer Harmon, she picks up her third personal and second team foul for St. Mary's. Blaurock at the line. First free throw attempt on its way. Off the front of the rim and no good. Harmon will come out of the game for St. Mary's as Shanice Palmer will check back in. And now Blaurock getting set. Second free throw attempt is up off the front of the rim and it rolls in. It's good. 3 points for Blaurock. Now Shelby Mustaine will check in for Northwest and his Gunther will come off. Now a whistle called at the other end after the inbounds pass. The officials weren't quite ready for that, so they'll make them reset it for the inbounds pass for St. Mary's. Northwest has the 8-point lead now, 40-32 with 11:15 to go here in this ballgame. It's Allison Zaldivar in now, running the point guard position. Now she'll give it to Mary Zag at the top of the key. Now a foul called away from the ball down low, as that foul will be called on Alexandria Blaurock. It's her first personal foul. That foul was away from the ball, but it's a 16 foul for Northwest. Inbounding in front of their own sideline is Vaness for St. Mary's. Still trying to get the ball in. She does to Azay down in the right low block. Goes up for the shot attempt. It's blocked by Mustaine and poked away and stolen now by Easton. Easton with the ball into the backcourt, into the front court now. Dribbles along the right baseline, goes up for the shot, off the glass, no good, rebounded by Meredy Scott, put back, no good. Scott gets her own rebound now, and now gives it out to Easton to reset the play. And now, head coach Michael Smith for Northwest will call a timeout, so now a break in the action, and we're going to take a quick break as well. Northwest in front, 40-32, we'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Welcome back to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett. 40-32 Northwest with the lead coming out of the break. Ariel Easton will get the inbounds pass going from our right to our left. Now she gives it to the left wing for Nelson. Nelson gives it near the free throw line for Mustang. Kicks it to the right corner for Scott. Scott driving right baseline, and she will be fouled on the dribble by Jordan Van Ness. And she now has three fouls on her. Northwest will inbound underneath her own basket along the baseline. Easton set to inbound. She'll lob it to the top key as for Nelson. Nelson driving inside, kicks it to Easton at the right corner. Easton driving in now, looking for something. Gets a streaking Meredith Scott going through the lane, and she'll have the put in. It's good. 42-32, Northwest with the lead. A 10-point margin with 10:20 to go here in the game. It's Brown at the left wing for St. Mary's. And now her shot attempt will be blocked along the left side by Mustang. And she'll outlet to Easton. Easton coming in transition now, coming in hard and fast. Now she'll reset the play, gives it to the right wing for Nelson. Nelson, lob pass down low, and now a foul will be called down low on Mustang on a push-off down low. Rather, they call it an offensive charge. So Mustang picks up her second personal foul, and it's the 17th foul for Northwest. And there's a break in the action, so we're going to take a quick break as well. 42-32, our score. Northwest with the lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Coming out of the timeout, Northwest with a 10-point lead, 42-32, with just under 10 minutes to go in this contest. St. Mary's with the ball now across the timeline from our left to our right. At the left wing is Marysack. Now she dribbles to the top of the key, dribbles inside, kicks to the right corner for Harmon, pulls up from three, no good off the front rim, rebounded by Blaurock for Northwest. Easton with the ball now across the timeline. Now gives it to the left wing for Nelson. Now near the free throw line for Mustang. Pulls up near right at the free throw line. No good. Oh, but the tip in put back good by Meredith Scott. 44-32, Northwest up by 12. At the other end, St. Mary's now with the ball. It's Stahlbomber at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Harmon. Harmon being guarded by Easton, now gives it to Palmer. Driving right baseline is Palmer. Goes up for the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it to the left corner now for Marusak. She pulls up from three. No good. Rebounded by Palmer again. Palmer gets the putback, and it's good. 10-point margin now for Northwest. 44-34 our score. Scott with the ball at the right wing. Lobbed down in the right block for Mustang. Shot no good. On the right hook, rebounded by Palmer for St. Mary's. And now a carry will be called against Palmer as she kind of lost the handle on it, dribbling away after the rebound. So 44-34 our score. Now Northwest with the ball after the turnover on the carry. And now a timeout will be called by head coach Michael Smith. And we're going to take a quick break as well. 44-34 our score. Bearcats with the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena, coming out of the timeout from Northwest, they have the lead 44-34 over St. Mary's, 8:50 to go here in the game. Northwest inbounds now. It's Easton at the top of the key, now to the left wing for Nelson. Nelson throws inside. The ball tipped away and stolen. Now St. Mary's throwing the ball down the floor, and it's stolen away by Merritt E. Scott. So Northwest back with the ball. Easton with the ball in between the circles. Now to the right wing for Scott. Gives it to Blau Rock near the free throw line. Kicks to Nelson. She'll drive along the left baseline. Goes up for the shot. And she makes the shot and gets the foul. And one situation coming up for Ashley Nelson on the dribble drive along the left baseline. That foul goes against Jennifer Harmon, as it's her fourth personal foul. Now the free throw attempt on its way from Nelson. Shot no good and poked out of bounds by Blau Rock for Northwest, so St. Mary's will have the ball. Northwest up by 12, 46-34. Brown with the ball for St. Mary's across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. And now a foul called away from the ball, as it will be called on Summer France, the 5'5" freshman guard, as she picks up her first personal foul. Is a push away from the ball. So Northwest with the ball now. Easton takes the inbound pass across the timeline, gives it to the left wing for Scott. Now back to Easton, swings it to the right side for Nelson. Nelson looking down low, back to Easton. Easton gives it back to the right wing for Nelson. Nelson dribbling to the top of the key. Now gives it to Easton. Easton drives inside the lane, kicks to Nelson, who now drives in. Kick back out to the top key for Easton, who pulls up from three, and the shot is off the front rim and out. No good. Rebounded by Stahlbomber for St. Mary's. Now Adriana Brown with the ball at the right wing. Gives it to Summer France. France swings it to the left side for Marisak. Marisak dribbles inside the lane, now kicks it out to the left side for Stahlbomber at the left wing. Nearly pulls up from three, but pulls it back down. Now gives it to Marisak. Kicks to the right corner for France, who pulls up from three, and she hits it with Ariel Easton in her face. 46-37, Bearcats with the lead. Scott with the ball at the left wing now. Now back to the top of the key. To the right wing for Nelson. She'll lob pass down low for Blaurock. Kicks it back out to the right wing for Easton. Now swings it to the left side for Nelson at the left wing. Nelson back to Easton at the top of the key. Dribbles inside the lane. Goes up for the shot attempt. And she will be called for a travel before the shot attempt goes off. So now a turnover for Northwest, as Timber Schekinger and Kenna Veldheisen will check in for Northwest. And Merity Scott and Alexandria Blaurock will have a seat. 7 minutes to go here in the contest. Northwest up by 9, 46-37. Brown with the ball for St. Mary's at the right wing. And now a foul will be called on a reach in by Timber Schekinger.
Fouls on Northwest, number 10.
Or rather, they call it on Ariel Easton for a push. They pointed at Schekinger, but they will call it on Ariel Easton. First free throw attempt on its way from Adriana Brown is no good. It was the 1-1, and so rebounded by Veldheisen for Northwest. Nelson with the ball at the right wing for the Bearcats. Gives it to Schekinger. Now back to Veldheisen. Bounce pass down now for Gunther. Gunther goes up with the right hook and the right block, and the shot is no good. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Left wing is Brown for the Spires. Now she dribbles to the top of the key. Swings it to the left wing. Now it's tipped away but recovered by Brown. Kicks it to the right corner. Wide open three-point shot by Marisak, and she nails it from the outside. St. Mary's cuts the lead to 6, 46-40. Up-tempo offense now for Northwest here in the second half. Nelson with the ball at the left wing. Back to Veldheisen at the top of the key. Veldheisen swings it to the right side for Schekinger in the right corner. Schekinger with the ball gives it to Veldheisen at the right wing. skip pass to the left side for Ariel Easton. Now to Nelson at the left wing. Nelson dribbling around, trying to make something happen. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Easton driving along the left baseline. Goes up for the shot, and it's good off the glass. 48-40. Bearcats with the lead. 5:40 to go in the ball game. Summer France with the ball at the top. Skinos swings to the right side for Brown. Now Brown trying to skip the ball to the left corner, but nobody was standing over there. She must have thought one of her players was making her way that way, but the ball will go out of bounds, and it's a turnover. So Northwest with the ball now. Veldhuizen across the timeline in between the circles. Veldhuizen now dribbling to the right wing. She'll give it to Easton in between the circles now. She'll pull up from three right there. Shot no good off the back rim. Rebounded by France for St. Mary's. Now it's Brown with the outlet pass going coast to coast the other way. Goes up for the shot attempt, and she will be fouled and will go to the free throw line for two shots. She was fouled by Timber Schechinger as Schechinger picks up her second personal foul, and it's the ninth team foul for Northwest. Bearcats up by 8, 48-40 with 5:07 to go here in the game. Brown 4 of 7 from the line. This one is good. So now she is 5 of 8. .48-41, Northwest with the lead. Brown getting set now. Second free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 6-point lead for the Bearcats, 48-42. Veldhuizen across the timeline in between the circles. Gives it to the right wing for Easton. Now to the right corner for Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles up. Now gives it to Veldhuizen at the right wing. Now back to Schechinger in the right corner. Pulls up from three, and Schechinger nails it from the outside from the right corner. 51-42, Northwest with the lead. Now it's France with the ball at the right wing. She'll give it to the top of the key for Marisak. Marisak swings it to center of the floor for Brown. Now to the left corner for Palmer. She drives left baseline, goes up for the hook shot, and it is blocked by Mustang. Now a fight for the ball at the other end, and it is knocked out of bounds, and it will remain with St. Mary's. Schechinger the last one to touch the basketball. Now head coach Bruce Erickson for St. Mary's will call a timeout. Northwest with the lead, 51-42 with 4:27 to go in the game. We're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena, Northwest up 51-42. While we have a little short time, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. St. Mary's will call another timeout coming out of their own timeout. They did get the ball inbounded, but they'll call a 30-second timeout. 51-42, Bearcats have the lead with 4:21 to go here in this ball game. St. Mary's had the lead at halftime by 3 points. They're up by as much as 12 early on in the first. Now they're trying to scrap back themselves, such as Northwest was. So St. Mary's trying to get back in this game and try to make it close here in the end. Northwest has the 9-point lead, 51-42. So St. Mary's will now inbound the ball underneath their own basket along the baseline, along the right side of the floor. Palmer set to inbound. She gets it in, and it's kicked away by Schechinger. So they will redo the play. So Palmer getting set to inbound now. She does. She gets it to Stahlbaumer at the right corner. Driving inside the lane is Stahlbaumer. Now she'll kick it out to the top of the key for Marusak. Now swings it to the left side for France. She'll pull up from three along the outside. Shot no good off the glass. Rebounded by Shelby Mustaine for Northwest. Now Veldhuizen swings it to across the floor really quickly. Lob pass down low for Schekinger. She'll go up for the shot, and she will be fouled and will go to the line shooting two.
Fouls on the same area, number four, Mariah Marusak.
Marusak picks up her second personal foul, 16th foul for St. Mary's, 4 minutes to go in this game. Schekinger at the line, first free throw attempt on its way, and it's good. Nothing but net. Checking in for St. Mary's is Adeline Azay. Coming out will be Summer France. Schekinger now set, second free throw attempt on its way, rolls around the rim, and it falls. It's good. 53-42, Northwest with the lead. Just under 4 minutes to go in the contest. Brown with the ball at the right wing. Now gives it to Palmer inside the right block. Goes up for a shot attempt and a block by Mustaine. And the ball will go out of bounds. And it will remain with St. Mary's. So St. Mary's will inbound the ball underneath their own basket along the baseline. Northwest in a zone. Now the ball will be tipped away, nearly stolen, but Azay comes up with it. Now to Stahlbaumer. She'll pull up from three at the right wing. Shot no good. Rebounded by Easton for Northwest. So Easton with the ball now. She'll give it to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson back to Easton at the left wing. Now she'll swing it to the left corner for Schekinger. Now a lob pass down low in the left block for Mustaine. Goes up with the left hook, and it's good. High off the glass. 55-42 our score. Bearcats with the lead. And at the other end, it's Azay going up for the shot and making it for St. Mary's. 55-44 now our score. Northwest 10 blocks as a team. Nelson with the ball to left wing. Now to the top of the key for Veldhuizen, looking down low. Now gets to Easton. She'll drive inside the paint. Goes up with the righty runner. No good. And rebounded by Mustaine. Shot no good. Put back by Mustaine again. Now she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Fouls on St. Mary, number 53.
Corbin Stahlbaumer picks up the foul. It's her second personal foul and 17th foul for St. Mary's. Mustaine's first free throw attempt on its way off the back rim and no good. Northwest 9 of 16 from the free throw line here this evening. Mustaine set now, second free throw attempt on its way, and it's off the front rim and no good. And now they will call a lane violation on St. Mary's. So Mustaine will get one more free throw attempt. She's set now. Free throw attempt on its way. Rolls in, and it is good. Annie Matthews checks into the game for the Bearcats, and Mustaine will come off. 56-44, Northwest up by 12, with 2:52 to go here in this ball game. Brown running the point, across the timeline to the right wing. Now swings it to the left side for Palmer. Palmer now to the left wing for Marusak. Now Palmer with the ball in between the circles, dribbles to the right baseline, goes in for the shot attempt, and it's good off the glass from Shanice Palmer. 56-46, Northwest up by 10. Veldhuizen at the top of the key. Gives it to the right side for Easton. Easton to the right corner for Schekinger. Motion offense here by Northwest. Now to the top of the key for Nelson. Swings it to the left side for Easton. Easton swings it to the left corner for Schekinger. Schekinger looking down low, gets it to Matthews, and now a foul will be called on Annie Matthews as they call it for a push-off on getting the pass, and that will be her fifth foul. So Annie Matthews picks up her fifth foul. She is fouled out of this contest. Shelby Mustaine will come in for her. 56-46 our score. Bearcats have the lead. So Andy Matthews has fouled out of this game and Mustaine is back in. Brown with the ball for St. Mary's at the top of the key. Now gives it to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer pulls up just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebounded by Easton for Northwest. Easton up the right side of the floor across the timeline. Dribbles inside the paint. Goes up for the shot at the other end. And she will be fouled going up for the shot. So she'll go to the free throw line for two free throws. That foul goes on. Number 53, Corbin Stahlbaumer. She picks up her third personal. Free throw attempt on its way from Easton, and the shot rolls around the rim, and it's good. Second free throw attempt on its way from Easton. She hits that one as well. 16 points for Ariel Easton here this evening. Northwest back up by 12. 1:50 to go in the game. 58-46 is the score. Palmer with the ball at the top of the key. Swings it to the left wing for Azay. Azay dribbling in left baseline. Now gives it to Stahlbaumer. Back out to the top. Now back to Stahlbaumer. She'll pull up from three at the left corner. No good. Rebounded by Ariel Easton for Northwest. Easton now working. Gets it across the timeline to the left wing for Nelson. Nelson drives left baseline. Goes up for the shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Mustaine and the putback is in.
Mustaine.
60-46, Bearcats with the lead, 1:20 to go. Azay with the ball at the right wing for St. Mary's, now to the right corner for Maruziak. And her shot is no good. She pulled up for three. She missed it, but Brown comes up with the rebound. Now Maruziak will go back up for another shot, and her shot is blocked by Ashley Nelson, and it rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Maruziak, so Northwest will have the ball. 1 minute to go in the game. Bearcats up by 14, 60-46. Inbounding in the backcourt. Now the full court pressure being applied by St. Mary's. Schechinger with the ball now, bringing the ball to the back floor. Gives it to the right side for Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen across half court now, and she will be intentionally fouled, or not intentionally fouled, just getting the foul there is Adriana Brown, as they'll make Northwest go to the free throw line here towards as we get to the end of this game. Veldhuizen at the line for the 1-1. Free throw attempt on its way, and it's good. ...61-46 our score. Bearcats in front. Veldhuizen getting set now. Free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Jennifer Harmon checks in for St. Mary's, as well as Jordan Vaness. Shanice Palmer comes off the floor, as well as Corbin Stahlbaumer. 50 seconds to go in the game. Northwest up 62-46. At the left corner is Harmon, being guarded by Schechinger. She'll dribble inside, now kicks it out. Ball knocked away and stolen by Veldhuizen. She'll go the other way, and she will be fouled before she can go up for a shot attempt. So Veldhuizen will go back to the free throw line, and she will now be in the double bonus, as that was the 10th team foul on St. Mary's. That foul goes against Summer France. Now picks up her second personal foul. Veldhuizen at the line. First free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Veldhuizen now 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Christina Perez checks into the game for St. Mary's. And now Ashley Gunther will check into the game for Northwest, and Mustaine will come off. Veldhuizen getting set now. Free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. She's 4-of-4. 64-46, Northwest has the lead. 35 seconds to go. Schechinger comes up with the steal at the other end underneath the basket. The Northwest will have the ball with 25 seconds to go. Nelson now at the left side, and they're just going to try to run this ball, this clock out. Shot clock just 1 second under the game clock, and now St. Mary's will just let them run it out. Northwest will have to get a shot attempt off to avoid the shot clock violation. Easton with the ball underneath the basket, goes up for the shot attempt, no good. Now stolen by St. Mary's. 2 seconds on the clock, a three-point shot pulled up at the other end, no good. And that'll do it here at Bearcat Arena. Northwest was down at halftime by 3 points to St. Mary's, but comes out strong in the second half and wins by a final score of 64-46. When we come back, we'll have our post-game show right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena here for the post-game show. Northwest Missouri State with the win here this evening, 64-46 over the University of St. Mary's. And Northwest was led in scoring by Ariel Easton here this evening with 16 points. And Northwest was down by 3 at halftime, but they came out strong in the second half and dominated all over the floor and gets the win, 64-46. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 60 seconds right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back into the post-game show here on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett. As the Northwest women get the win here this evening over St. Mary's, 64-46, Northwest trailed by 3 points at halftime, but just came out and scored, just really outscored St. Mary's in the second half as they scored 42 points in the second half compared to St. Mary's as 21 points, and that's where we stand with our score of 64-46. Now, Northwest had the most turnovers going into halftime, but they did end up with the most turnovers in the game. They had 21 compared to St. Mary's as 14. However, Northwest got it done from the free throw line, hitting 16 of 23 free throw attempts. They shot 70% from the free throw line. That really helped aid them in running away with the score in the second half. We will be back with our full report of our post-game show after this break. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back into the postgame show. The Bearcats getting the win here this evening, 64-46. Northwest will go to 3-6 on the season, and St. Mary's continues their losing streak as they've now lost 10 straight and fall to 1-10 on the season. For Northwest Missouri State, the scoring was led by Ariel Easton. She ended up with 16 points in the game and also had 14 rebounds. Ashley Nelson with 12 points, 5 of 10 shooting from the floor, and also had 2 rebounds. Timber Schechinger had 10 points for Northwest, and Shelby Mustaine had 11 points for the Bearcats and also had 9 rebounds for the Bearcats. Joining me now in, right, sitting alongside is head coach Michael Smith. And coach, kind of a rough start to the game, but your girls really pulled through here in the second half.
Yeah, it was rough. I think we made it a lot rougher than it needed to be. Just when it gets down to it, there's no excuse of our performance of what we had tonight. Just not very happy at all right now.
Now, it seemed as if early on in the game that St. Mary's, it seemed like every shot attempt they went up with went in the hoop, but then later on in the game, it really seemed as if our defense really stepped it up and was applying a lot of pressure.
Well, yeah, you know, we'd scouted them knowing they were going to attempt 28 threes a game, but some of us didn't quite realize that whenever they come out and started shooting threes, and you know, sometimes when you're wide open, they're gonna fall. Now, I mean, it's that simple. So you know, it's bad. I didn't want to have to go to the zone. Because I feel like it's an excuse and it's a fallback, but we had to there in the second half, and obviously it helped us out. We were able to hold them to one shot, but overall you got to give University of St. Mary a lot of credit. You know, an NAIA Division II team coming in here with one win on the season, coming in here and playing an NCAA Division II team, that's just glad it's over.
Now, after this game, you head back to the MIAA conference schedule, and this Saturday you take on Fort Hays State. Going back to the practice floor, you know, here before Saturday, you got a short time here before Fort Hays State, so what will be the game plan here this week?
Well, I think we all need to take a hard look in the mirror. We've got some talented kids. You know, we've got some that, have adjusted to their roles a little bit, but at the end of the day, I mean, Hays beat this team 100-34 two nights ago. And so we've got a tough one ahead of us, but it has nothing to do with what we need to work on. We just need to look in the mirror and figure out, you know, do we understand what wearing a Northwest jersey means or what it doesn't? And honestly, that's probably about all I have to say about it.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you for coming up here, and good luck to you on Saturday.
Thanks a lot for covering the game.
That was head coach Michael Smith right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of our post-game show right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about Trevor Adams and his athletic and academic success.
Well, Trevor's a student athlete, and the National Football Foundation sponsors what you and I would call, layman's terms, the academic Heisman. And Trevor was one of 16 athletes that was recognized across the country. D1 athletes, Division I athletes, 14 of them, and two from Division II. And, you know, bottom line is those were 16 unbelievable individuals that focused on athletic prowess, but more importantly, as important, academic excellence in the classroom and service outside the classroom. And wow, hearing their stories, John, you can tell that the game of football is a conduit to providing a good life. And it was a who's who, but honestly, it was Trevor Adams in Northwest Missouri State University, and what a pleasure to be there.
Another topic discussed was the energy reduction costs at Northwest over winter break.
Just during the holiday break, it's really year-round, but we had some success last winter when we focused some activities to help conserve energy, and we provide a list of recommended procedures. And last winter, we saved 26%. We had a 26% reduction in energy usage during the break, and it really netted a savings of $67,000. So we're doing the same thing again this year. It makes sense. It's the right thing to do, and we're excited about it.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski on this week's All That Jazz Conversation, talking to John Coffey about energy reduction costs over winter break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back into the postgame show. Northwest Missouri State with the win this evening against the University of St. Mary, 64-46. And now for the stat line for both teams, we'll start with the University of St. Mary Spires, as it was Shanice Palmer ending the evening with 9 points. She shot 4 of 12 from the floor and was 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Also had 6 rebounds and 3 steals. Mary Sack ended up with 8 points for St. Mary's, as she was 3 of 8 shooting and also had 6 rebounds, all of them defensive rebounds. Also for St. Mary's, it was Adriana Brown with 9 points. She was only 1 of 8 shooting from the floor, but had 6 of 9 from the free throw line, so most of her points coming from the charity stripe. She also had 3 rebounds and 1 steal. It was Adelina Izay that had 8 points. She had she was 4 of 10 from the floor, also had 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Stahlbomber hit the 2 3-pointers in the first half at the very beginning, and that would be all the scoring she would have throughout the rest of the game. She was just 2 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 8 from the outside, and then Harmon with 3 points and France with 3 as well. And that is the scoring for the University of St. Mary's. Now for Northwest Missouri State, Ariel Easton leading the scoring for the Bearcats with 16 points. She was 5 of 14 from the floor, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Also had 14 rebounds, so she comes up with the double-double, 16 and 14. Ashley Nelson for the Northwest Bearcats, 12 points, 5 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Also had 2 rebounds and 3 assists, and also had 4 steals on defense. Shelby Mustaine had a big evening with 11 points, 5 of 11 from the floor. She also had 9 rebounds. And the impressive stat here for Mustaine, she had 7 blocks in the contest. Just an amazing amount of blocks on defense for Shelby Mustaine. Timber Schechinger, 3 of 10 shooting from the floor. She had 10 points, also hit 2 3-pointers and 2 free throws. She had 6 rebounds and also had 1 steal. Andy Matthews fouled out of the contest. She only played 17 minutes. She got in foul trouble early, so she ends up with 4 points and also 6 rebounds. Meredith Scott for Northwest with 9 rebounds on the evening. So Northwest really got at it on the rebounds. They ended up with 58 total rebounds. And Scott ended up with 4 points, 2 of 5 from the floor. Kenna Veldhuizen with 4 points as well. All of hers coming from the free throw line. She was 4 of 4 from the stripe. Alexandria Blaurock rounding out the scoring for Northwest with 3 points, 1 of 2 from the floor, and 2 rebounds. So Northwest Missouri State getting the win in the non-conference matchup against the University of St. Mary's. When we come back, we'll give out our extra effort award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back into the postgame show, Northwest Missouri State now goes to 3-6 on the season. And with a win here this evening, 64-46 over St. Mary's. St. Mary's continues a losing streak. They've now lost 10 in a row and are now 1-10 on the season. Now time for our extra effort award, and it goes this evening to Shelby Mustaine. And it was a close contest for the extra effort award, as a lot of Northwest players really hustle here this evening. Mustaine ends up with 11 points, 9 rebounds on the evening, but the big statistical category that really stands out is she had 7 blocks. And so Shelby Mustaine really getting at it during this game. She was 5 of 11 shooting from the floor. She got to the free throw line twice, made one of them, but the 9 rebounds and 7 blocks in just 25 minutes. So Shelby Mustaine getting the extra effort award here this evening against the University of St. Mary's. So Northwest with the victory here this evening, 64-46. When we come back, we'll wrap up our post-game show here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Supported by Champion Gym Owners.
Back out here at Bearcat Arena, getting ready to wrap up our postgame show. Northwest Missouri State with the win, 64-46, go to 3-6 on the season. Now for Northwest, they go on the road this Saturday. They will take on Fort Hays State out in Hays, Kansas. Tip-off for that game will be at 2 o'clock, and we'll have that broadcast for you right here on the Bearcat Radio Network with the pregame show beginning at 1:40. Northwest Missouri State gets the win here this evening, 64-46. That will do it here at Bearcat Arena. Special thanks to everybody involved in the broadcast, especially Andy Campbell back at the studio engineering. I'm Brent Barnett, and that will do it here from Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 64-46. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.